Hey y'all, welcome back to the Empowering the Future of Agriculture podcast with me, Carson Osteen. Today, we have an episode planned for you. So I'm about 2 weeks late to the party, but I wanted to do a state convention recap. I'm in the works with getting a handful of people actually on the podcast in the upcoming weeks. But in the meantime, and since it's really, really busy right now, I figured why not just do this? So I'm actually recording this on April 3rd. We got out of school today because of severe weather and flooding, so West Tennessee is going through it right now. But yeah, on a FFA note, rather, I am planning a episode with a very, very special guest that will be hopefully coming out here in a few weeks, maybe about a month or so. We will see how that ends up playing out. Another one, I'm about to start reaching back out to state officers, new state officers, that is, and start getting them on the podcast. I'm hoping to do another episode with both Lucy Beth and Weston. So if y'all are listening to this, shoot me a date and we're going to make it work. Anyways, so back to what I've been doing over the past few weeks. So as I'm sure all of y'all know, the Tennessee FFA State Convention was at this point about a week and a half ago now. On April 3rd, I think this is coming out on April 7th. Yep. But the Tennessee FFA State Convention was a week and a half ago. This is, I'm at a loss for words because it feels like yesterday, and it was a busy convention. It was fun. I loved every single part of convention this year. So why don't we just walk through it and make a whole episode out of it? So here goes my little convention recap, plus what's coming up over the next week, because there's a pretty big event coming up next Thursday. If any of y'all keep tabs on West Tennessee FFA. So, starting off with convention, so I actually went up the Thursday before convention started. So I went up to Gatlinburg on March 20th. And the big reason why I went up to Gatlinburg on March 20th was I was a nominating committee member. So this was the biggest secret to keep my whole entire life. I found out on January 31st, and I had to keep the secret all the way till March 22nd. And I kept the secret, rather, so that's good, that's good. Sorry, I'm adjusting my chair, it squeaks really bad. But I kept the secret for a good bit. None of the candidates found out. None of my chapter members even found out, so I didn't go up to Gatlinburg with my chapter because I was quote-unquote sick. I was not sick. I was in Gatlinburg enjoying my life. But I went up to Gatlinburg on March 20th. I got a little bit of a spring break trip out of it as well. Went to the aquarium, went down the strip, did a few things. It was really fun. Just kind of a relaxation moment before Saturday hit me like a freight train. So when Saturday rolls around, I was excited, to say the least. This was our first day of the state officer selection process. And it was scary at first because I'll never forget whenever me and Ann Thomas Lowry, the other West Tennessee FFA nominating committee member, were walking around the corner to go to our room. We walked right past Sarah Ault, the retired now West Tennessee State Vice President. She congratulated us and just told us how happy she was for our week ahead. And then I look around the corner and I saw about five or six of the state officer candidates that I'm really good friends with. And I was like, there is no way on God's green earth that I'm getting spotted and we haven't even started the process. So that happened, and I had a binder in my hand, and I put the binder to my head, and just kept walking because I didn't want to make it weird, but there were multiple, like a good friend of mine just peeked around the corner and I saw him and I was like, oh my gosh, there's no way. So, that happened. And then we finally get to the room and I get to meet Mr. Philip Baker and the other nominating committee members. We had a bunch of great people on that team, and I could go on for days and days and days about how awesome all 11 of those other members were. I know one day I was able to sit right beside Commissioner Hatcher, and I was scared, intimidated, and I didn't want to make the wrong move. And then the very next day, I was sitting beside Commissioner Reynolds. So you could say I got my fair share of Tennessee agricultural education, you could say, over those 2 days. So it was really exciting. I really enjoyed every little part of those days. But Saturday, so if you guys didn't know, we had 30 candidates this year, and that's awesome for Tennessee FFA. Out of 33,508 FFA members, 30 of them decided, hey, I'm going to take the step and run for state office. And, you know, that's something that so many may not even think about. And just seeing that passion in all those candidates was really, really inspiring. But we heard some great stories. We had some great laughs. And then Sunday rolls around. And Sunday was a early, excuse me. Sunday was an early day, to say the least. We had to get to the convention center by about 6:30. So that meant waking up at 5:30 for me. I woke up around 5:30, got to the convention center, and here we are again on the selection process. Oh, I forgot the part about the luncheon on Saturday with the state officer candidates. Yeah. So we walk in the room with all the state officer candidates, and I do my normal, you know, scan of the room, and the facial expressions that I witnessed are priceless. Like, I could go on for days about how shocked all these people were to see us six students, and it was honestly funny. I'm not funny, but you get the point. It was really cool, and I was just so excited for all of them. But had my lunch, talked to about, I think it was about seven candidates at my table, and we just talked, and it was awesome. But yeah, so Sunday actually rolled around. We have our ag issues and our group interview, and on Saturday we had the personal interviews. But ag issues and group interviews, they went awesome. It was really exciting to hear once again stories, and the group interview, I was loving the team dynamic. I'm so excited to run for state office because of that. But it was fun, and Sunday night concluded, and all of the NomCom members got really bittersweet. Like, we're like, oh my gosh, our job's almost done. Like, it was so sad, but at the same time, convention starts tomorrow. It was something, to say the least. But yeah, so Sunday rolls around, all of us, we finish the process, and then all the student nominating committee members go and have supper just so we could celebrate, and we did. And then, yeah, so we finally all got that done, and then we go back to Monday morning. Bright, early Monday morning, here I am, session one, and it was exciting. Like, I looked forward to all the sessions, and yes, I went to all seven, not in full, but I was at all seven, and I don't want to change it for the world. I loved every single one of them. But yeah, it was exhilarating. It was exciting. Hearing Thaddeus Bergschneider, the national FFA president, and his keynote that he delivered was so inspiring. I mean, I know he just, I was in awe the whole time that he was just up there talking about, you know, failure and shooting your shot and this and that and the third. But yeah, that went pretty well. The first session was awesome. The second session, I did tear up a little bit after some retiring addresses. I did get got by Eli and Lexi, but that's fine. And then I think, yeah, Wednesday finished up a little bit, or not Wednesday, dang Carson, you're getting ahead of yourself. Monday wrapped up, or session two wrapped up rather, and then it was time to go compete in the AgriScience Fair. So I did a AgriScience Fair project in Animal Sciences Division 5, where I did a study on the impacts the different feeds have on poultry production, the most basic minimum thing that you could probably ever do, and I quickly found out that was not the right project to do in that division. Highly contested, to say the least. So it was fun. I was able to really get deeper into the poultry industry and learn more about that, throw some statistics at them. And one of the judges was somebody that I've seen at prep courses in my interview rooms, and I was like, oh, we got this connection right now. This is about to be good. And then, of course, we had one from West Tennessee FFA advisor that I'm a little bit intimidated of. But I'll work over that one day. Anyways, so yeah, that happened. And then I did my project. I presented my project, and I really felt okay about it. I didn't have really many feelings about it. I didn't place last, so I think that's a start. And I didn't play second to last or third to last or fourth. I think it was fifth to last. So, you know, it's still kind of down there. But I was third in West Tennessee out of four. Anyways, if I say one more time, I might just, like, end this episode. So, we did that, and then me and a few other chapter members go and wander around the expo and really just look there because I had yet to be able to really look at the expo, so why not? And then I went and accepted the Plow Award for the third session, and then Paige's retiring address. Ooh, I was in the floor. Not literally, but figuratively. I was in the floor balling. Yeah, it got me. Anyways, so session three wrapped up, and then it's time to roam the strip, maybe? Did I roam the strip that night? I don't think I did. I think I went back to the hotel room and went to bed. So Tuesday morning rolls around, and Tuesday morning, go to the session that morning, and I believe there was two retiring addresses, actually. Shelby, and Tuesday morning, yep. Yeah, Tuesday morning was a session and a day in itself. So I competed in extemporaneous public speaking that morning, and yeah, I was last. I did a speech on agriculture, feeding the growing population, and I was too basic with it, apparently. So timing was actually good. I felt like I was going over like a lot, but I was at like 5:21 and I just cut it off randomly. So better luck next year, Carson. But yeah, I was last in the state, not in the state, but in the six that competed. So in the state, I was last. It was okay. I really had to root on my West Tennessee friend and everybody else that advanced or that placed higher, because I was stressed out, because as soon as I finished extemp, I rushed and had to get to the session for my proficiency award. So I got down to the session, and I was with Ariana Moda. She won in Middle Tennessee, and then Sapana Doss, she won in East Tennessee, and for agricultural communications, that is, and of course, I won in West. And I got to that, and I was just, like, freaking out, because I know I just bombed my extemp speech. I know that it was so bad, but I had to focus on this proficiency thing. And, you know, here comes, we sit through Shelby Wallace's retirement address, and whew, I got God again. Anyways, that's besides the point. And then the proficiency awards start, and agricultural communications just so happens to be the very first proficiency that there is. And yeah, we get backstage. They put us on stage. Paige and Eli both are our little chauffeurs, and they're like, y'all are going to be the guinea pigs because y'all are the first. And we just kind of like nervous laughed. But then, yeah, we get up on stage, they announce the winners for each region, and then Ari won Middle Tennessee, which, of course, we were cheering our tails off for her. That's like our ag communications royalty over there. And, of course, she had to get elected a state reporter. That's coming later, though. So, we do that, me and Sapana walk off stage, and I was a little bit, like, sad, I'm not gonna lie, but I did remember that I've got next year. Ag communications is something that's quickly growing, and I believe if I was able to advance that far this year, I'm going to be fine. I should be able to next year is what I'm trying to say. But yeah, so we did that, and then I sit through the rest of the session, and Emily Whitehead's retirement address. When I tell you, I was, once again, on the floor, bawling for the fifth time. It was rough. Anyways, so that happened. And then after that session, I actually was able to go to the Tennessee Farm Bureau Federation luncheon, which, hey, look at that. NomCom members and state finalists in speaking LDEs and all that got to go. And just so happens to be, I was both. So I was able to go to that meeting and truly hear more about agriculture and what Tennessee Farm Bureau and Young Farmers and Ranchers and all these organizations are doing for the future of agriculture. Plus, I got to connect with some really good friends. I got to see some of the state officer candidates, really just have a one-on-one conversation with them, and it was really helpful. I just wanted to ease their stress so bad, because I just know they were stressed out. But I had a good conversation with one of them in particular, and then we just continued to talk, and I go back to my seat, and Thaddeus Bergschneider back up to the podium. And when I tell you that I could sit through so many of his speeches, I really could. He gave another one about some, it was a really good one. I probably wouldn't even do it justice if I tried to explain it, but it was a really good speech, and I was really excited and happy. So we go through that luncheon, and then I had to rush to, no, I didn't have to rush there, but we ended that luncheon, and then I talked to a few other state officers and state officer candidates at the time. And then we're leaving, and then I run into another one, talk to him a little bit, and took a picture and all this kinds of stuff. So we then have to, I think I went to the session after that. I don't know if I went straight to the session or not. I think I did, but I went down there to the session, and this is the session that I knew was going to get me because it was both Skylar and Sarah's retirement addresses. And if you know anything, those two are like really good friends of mine. So I was prepared to bawl my eyes out. And spoiler alert, I did. No, but it was, I could go on and on and on about how much they've impacted me and how much I appreciate all that they did over their years of service. And yeah, I lost it. Skylar's was awesome. I loved everything about hers. It got me. And then, of course, Sarah's. I know the amount of times that she's didn't help me this over this past year, it got me going. I was like, there's no way y'all can retire. Just, like, stay forever. Like, our lifetime West Tennessee State vice president right there. But no. And then after that, we had state degree practice, which was hectic. I got my state degree how about I take my time, because I'm getting ahead of myself. We had the state degree practice, and then had another luncheon, it was rather a dinner. It was for Tennessee FFA alumni, which, was awesome, because, you know, like, right after I had to sit, and or not had to, but wanted to, or right after I sat through Sarah and Skylar's retirement address, they both just so happened to sit with the NomCom at the alumni dinner, and it was, oh my gosh, it was so sad, but it was so exciting as well. Just seeing everybody in there was so inspiring. I know I briefly talked to T. Wayne and Weston and all these folks, and it was just, I could go on and on and on. But yeah, we went through that dinner, and it was awesome. I got pulled aside at the end of it, and I was like, and somebody was like, hey, you're killing it, what you're doing, and I'm like, okay, thanks. Anyways, so then it's time for the state degree session, and if you guys know anything, I was so excited to get my state degree because I wanted that little chain by my side for everything in the coming year. But I really was excited to get my state degree, and yeah, so I got my state degree. And then we walked the strip for a little bit after that happened, and really just soaked it in for the last night. It was getting a little emotional, to say the least. I was getting a little sad that everything was almost over. And it was really starting to hit that, you know, convention is coming to a close. So I get back to the hotel, and instantly I had to go to bed. Like, I had to go to sleep. Because Wednesday morning rolls around at 5:30 a.m. And here I am bebopping my way out of the Glenstone Lodge in Gatlinburg on the way to the convention center. And Wednesday morning is about to take up about 20 minutes of time because there is just so much that I have to unpack about that morning. So I get to the convention center, and I'm walking in with Isabella Sackett and Nate Mason, also NomCom members. They're awesome. Literally some of the best people I've ever met in my life. We walk to the boardroom for deliberations. If you guys don't know what deliberations are, that means we are selecting the state officer team. It was high intense. It was just like, adrenaline rushes, everything, like every emotion that you could probably think of was felt in that room that morning by me. But we eat a very nice breakfast, and then it comes time, and we're about to start, and somebody, aka me, gets pulled out into the hallway by Mr. Philip Baker, the coordinator of this state officer selection process. And he's like, hey, Carson, so I've got to tell you something. I was like, what? he was like, so you've been selected as our student chair. And I was like, what? Like, I literally, the word left my mouth and I was like, huh? Like, my jaw was on the ground. I would love to just see my face again because I was in shock. And if you guys don't know anything, the chairman is the one that announces the state officer team. So here comes the rest of the emotions that I was just talking about. Scared, nervous, terrified. Like, I was excited and terrified at the same time. But it was, yeah, I quickly was like, oh my, like, there's no shot that this is actually happening. I was in awe. Like, this is probably how I feel if I get elected next year. I was just like, well, I'd probably feel a lot crazier than that next year. Or a lot more excited. But I was scared, and I was like, I really hope there's no hard names this year, because, love Weston Brown to death, but last year there was a little bit of an incident trying to say McEwen, and apparently that lives with him every day now. And I was strictly told in that room just to be like, hey, don't do what he did last year. And I'm like, I'm gonna try not to, but I can't guarantee anything because I was terrified. And once again, love Weston to death, nothing against it. It's just a little funny story. So, It was something, and we walked back in the room, and I had to keep the straightest face ever the whole entire time I was in that room until Mr. Baker was like, so our student chair is Carson, and I was straight-faced the whole time. I was sitting beside Ann Thomas, and I kind of peeped over to her and was like, hey, I got it, and she was like, oh my gosh, really? And I'm like, yeah, don't say nothing. But yeah, and then Mr. Baker's like, all right, our chair is Carson Osteen. Please come to the front of the table. And I'm like, what? Like, I had the head of the table seat. It was awesome. My chair was very low, and I didn't want to, like, start making a ruckus and, like, try to make it up, like, get it higher. So I just let it be, and I was a little low in the floor. So it's probably not good for, like, business reasons or anything. But, and then I went through the parliamentary procedure aspect, and I was scared to death. Opening the floor for nominations, doing this, doing that, and It was fun, exhilarating, and a learning experience, to say the least. But then we finally settled on a state state officer team, and it was exciting. I was like, oh my gosh, these eight people are going to lead Tennessee FFA so well over this next year. And walking out of that boardroom, we had to take the backwards way to the we had to go backwards to the convention, or to the convention hall, that is. And we walked past so many state officer candidates. And when I tell you that the faces that we got were priceless, like, everybody was like, what do y'all know? What do y'all know? I'm like, we know everything. So we really, oh gosh, I can't talk. We sat down, we had front row seats, that is. And I was excited because I loved having that front row seat. That was, like, really, really cool. But we had the front row seats, and it was exhilarating. We sat through T. Wayne's retiring address. And when I tell you that dude right there is such an inspiration. Love him so much. We're able to sit through his retirement address, and it really started to hit me as soon as Eli came up and read his little plaque and was like, Tennessee FFA, your state president, T. Wayne Williams. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's almost time. My stomach was churning. Then I text the one chapter member I had there, and I was like, hey, please record. I can't tell you why, just record, please. And I got a nice video. I got a bunch of videos, that is, of the moment. But Mr. Baker gets recognized as a PSO, and then it's time for us to go up on stage. And when I tell you that every single emotion that I feel like I could have in my body was going through my body at that moment, we stood up and we walked off, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm terrified. And we finally get on the stage, and when I tell you that, when we get on that stage and Mr. Baker recognizes all the NomCom members, and then they start walking off, and I just stand there, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is getting so real. And then we turn around and we look and watch the video that Scott Bohannon had prepared for the state officer candidates, and then it got really real. Mr. Baker was like, your NomCom chairman is Carson Osteen of the Haywood FFA chapter, and he will come now to bring the committee report. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's time, guys. So I open up my paper, I put it on the podium, and it's time. The 2025 nominating committee recommends the following slate of candidates to the delegates of the 97th State Convention of the Tennessee FFA Association to serve as the 2025-2026 state officer team. And then it's time. The music's blaring. Your 2025-2026 Tennessee FFA state sentinel is Sarah Marshall, or from Eagleville, Sarah Marshall. And then I just keep going and going and going. Your reporters from Stewart's Creek, Ariana Moda. And then going and going and just seeing the faces. And then finally, your treasurer from Paris, Lucy Beth Jackson. And at that point, I was just cheering so hard for Lucy Beth and all these three. Because, yes, I knew who was on that team, but seeing their faces, it was just, oh, I loved it. And then your West Tennessee State Vice President from Westview, Abigail Colley. And, wow. I started getting happy because we had two West Tennesseans on the team this year, and you know I knew that in the boardroom, but I got happy. And then your 2025-2026 Middle Tennessee State Vice is Kason Alston from Macon County, and I was excited for him. Never really met him before, but I did afterwards, and really great guy. And then your 2025-2026 East Tennessee State Vice President is from the Johnson County FFA chapter, Katie Litford. Katie's awesome. Had the chance to talk to her at that luncheon that I previously mentioned, and really, really, really excited for her to serve. And then the last two positions where it gets really, really good. Your state secretary is from the Middle Tennessee Ag Academy, Abigail Wicker, and she's actually the first ever homeschool state officer. And Mr. Baker informed us of that as soon as we finished deliberations, and I was like, oh my gosh, our NomCom is historic. So, and then lastly, but definitely not least, your 2025-2026 Tennessee FFA State President is from the West Green FFA chapter, Weston Brown. Those words left my mouth, and instantly I was just like, oh my gosh, I feel like so fulfilled right now. It was a whirlwind, and of course, seeing all my really good friends get elected, and then being able to be the one to call Weston's name out, that was just so exciting. If you guys aren't aware, there's a chairman streak going on right now for about, I don't know, 3 years, where the chairman goes to get elected to state president the following year. So I might have to try to uphold my end of the stick next year, but we'll get to that next year. But I was really excited, and, you know, and then T. Wayne walks to the podium, and I move to accept the nominating committee report, this, that, and the third. And then I walk off the stage, and I take the walk behind stage, and I'm just grinning ear to ear. I truly don't even know what just happened kind of thing. And it really just hit me that I did that. I would just announce the new state officer team. And then, of course, at the end of it, I talked to as many of the state officer candidates as possible. Really just wanted to talk to them and just talk. I mean, I really just wanted to talk to each and every one of them, as many as I could, that is. And then the ones that got elected, I had to just, you know, go and congratulate them, and boy, was I excited. And I got to talk to seven of them. There was one I wasn't able to, but he's a busy man. But it was really exciting. I'm beyond excited for the next year that Tennessee FFA has. And yeah, that was state convention, and no way that it just took up 28 minutes to tell. This is why I'm really good at having a podcast, because I yap and yap. And yap some more. Anyways, so another thing that's kind of coming up is the West Tennessee FFA regional officer elections. Selection process, maybe a better word. So actually, this episode is going to come out on April, 7th, I believe. Oh boy. So on April 10th, West Tennessee FFA will have a new regional officer team. And maybe I'll be on that team. Maybe I won't be. We will know then. But stay tuned to every single social media account that I have, because it will get posted. Trust that. But it's going to be sad because all of my great friends are retiring, from regional office, but at the same time, it may be my time. And that's really exciting. After last year, there was something in me that wanted it even more now. I didn't get elected last year, for any of y'all that are wondering. But going into it this year, there's really just something different. There's such a I don't even know the word. There's just such a hope in me, and it feels different. I've told this to so many people. It just feels different this time. And I'm really excited, and I'm hoping, fingers crossed, praying about it, everything that I'm able to get elected, because I would love to serve West Tennessee FFA this year and then, you know, Tennessee FFA the following. But yeah, that's pretty much it. That shouldn't have taken about 30 minutes, but it did. So if you guys still listen to this, like all the way through this, thank you so much, because it takes a lot to sit here and listen to me yap. And you guys have what it takes, I guess. So thank you guys for listening to this episode. I do have a bunch of good ones planned coming up. Stay tuned for that. I'm not really sure when or who, when each episode will be coming out, but stay tuned because I do have a bunch planned. I really am planning to get, trying to get Weston and Lucy Beth back on here sometime soon, and then the other six state officers throughout the year. I'm also working with a national officer to get him on the podcast, so that's really exciting. And yeah, so if you guys, I'd highly recommend just following along with those social media accounts that I've got, the Instagrams, the Facebooks, my personal Facebook, everything goes on there. I yap a lot on there. Nothing bad. It's just about agriculture and FFA. Literally just about agriculture and FFA. So if you guys have anything that, you'd like to see coming up on the Ag with Carson account, I really have to get back to posting on that if I want to, make my case for that SAE in my regional officer interviews. But yeah, thank you guys for listening to this one. I really appreciate it. There's no way that I'd be able to listen to myself talk for 32-ish, about 32 minutes. So props to you guys. And yeah, I will hopefully, maybe, possibly see y'all back next week. And maybe I'll have a new title in the back of my jacket. We will see. Thank you guys for listening. Have a great week.